And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 10th of February, 2017. It's the birthday of Bertolt Brecht, born in Augsburg, Bavaria, 1898. When he was just 30 years old, he had his first big success, the Threepenny Opera, which he wrote with composer Kurt Weill. When Hitler rose to power, Brecht sought asylum in Scandinavia and then eventually settled in Santa Monica, where he wrote more than 50 screenplays in 6 years, only one of which was produced, Hangman Also Die, in 1943. Made his way to East Germany in 1949, went on to run the Berliner Ensemble. Bertolt Brecht, who said, "Art is not a mirror held up to reality, but a hammer with which to shape it." It's the birthday of Boris Pasternak, born Moscow, 1890. Started out as a poet, wrote two collections of poetry, and in the early 30s began work on his masterpiece, Dr. Zhivago, following the lives of more than 60 characters through the first half of 20th century Russia. Pasternak wrote, "I always dreamt of a novel in which, as in an explosion, I would erupt with all the wonderful things I saw and understood in this world." It was finished in 1955. And it was on this date in 1846, members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, left Illinois for the West. They had started out in New York, where Joseph Smith said he'd been visited by the angel Moroni, 1823. He had discovered the gold plates, translated them, wrote the Book of Mormon. Smith and his followers moved to Kirtland, Ohio, 1831, later Jackson County, Missouri. They were expelled. There they came to Commerce, Illinois, where they founded the town of Nauvoo. But their neighbors distrusted their theology, their views on polygamy. Joseph Smith tried to make Nauvoo an independent territory. He declared martial law, named himself king of a theocracy. The governor ordered his arrest, and before he could go to trial, a mob broke into the jail and shot him to death in 1844. So the church's new leader, Brigham Young, decided that they must move west. He appointed 25 men to lead about 100 families on the journey westward across Iowa to Nebraska, where in the autumn of 1846, some 12,000 Mormons were making their temporary home over the winter. There was a vanguard party that broke a trail through the Rockies and reached the Salt Lake Valley that July. And Brigham Young came 3 days later and said, "This is the right place." Here's a poem for today by David Shoemate, Reading to the Blind Man. We start with the classics, Homer, Shakespeare, Chaucer. But he becomes bored and wants to read romances, stories of people adrift on the tides of their passion. He is afraid he's missing more than sight, that there are continents of emotions he has never explored. As I read, his lips move as if he now can see the words, as if he were one of those lovers about to collide, as if it were his hands on her breasts, his body atop hers. He whispers for me to slow down. It has taken him this long to get here. He would like to linger now for a while. A poem by David Shoemate, Reading to the Blind Man, from High Water Mark, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.